Like the people of Egypt, the Obama administration has had to wait for events there to reach a climax. With the first reports yesterday that Hosni Mubarak would step down, President Obama said, "We are witnessing history unfold." With Mubarak finally leaving today, Mr. Obama could be more definitive.
The people of Egypt have spoken. Their voices have been heard, and Egypt will never be the same.
Nor will U.S.-Egyptian relations. As NPR's Tom Gelton reports, the dramatic developments in Egypt introduce big policy challenges for the Obama administration.
Responding to the events in Egypt has not been easy for this administration. On some days, it has seemed slow to react. On other days, like yesterday, it got ahead of events. Critics might say the administration didn't seem to know what was going on in Egypt, but maybe better that perception than the opposite, that the United States was dictating events. Paul Piller is the former National Intelligence Officer for the Near East.
One of the things that the United States needs to avoid is the appearance that it is a puppet master manipulating whoever is still in power in Cairo.
U.S. policy at a time like this is a balancing act. The United States has several interests at stake in the Middle East. Fighting terrorism and guaranteeing Israel's security are way up there. Paul Piller, now retired from the CIA and teaching at Georgetown University, says the United States, in the case of Egypt, has had to stand on the side of democracy.
But it also has an interest in not so angering other regimes in the region with which it extensively cooperates on matters of national security, including counterterrorism.
In his statement today, President Obama said the United States now expects nothing less than genuine democracy in Egypt.
That means protecting the rights of Egypt's citizens, lifting the emergency law, revising the Constitution and other laws to make this change irreversible, and laying out a clear path to elections that are fair and free.
That's a lot of change, and it's risky. The U.S. has had few closer allies in the Middle East than the Egyptian military. If the Egyptian military goes along with the changes envisioned by President Obama today, the U.S.-Egyptian security bond could be tested. Reuel Marc Gerecht was a Middle East analyst at the CIA.
A democratic transition would fundamentally affect the military. It would undoubtedly reduce its budget. It would put it under the purview of Parliament. The inner circle of Mubarak stand to lose conceivably everything.
Among those cheering the ouster of Mubarak today was Hamas, the militant Palestinian movement that controls the Gaza Strip on Egypt's border. The Egyptian military has generally enforced a smuggling ban on that border. A new Egyptian government could change that policy. It could also curtail intelligence collaboration with the United States. Reuel Marc Gerecht.
There is going to be a fairly rough ride for the United States ahead. A democratic Egypt is not going to have the same priorities as Mubarak had, and this may be difficult for the United States.
On the other hand, a U.S.-Egyptian relationship that depended on a corrupt autocratic regime in Cairo may have yielded all the cooperation it could. In endorsing wholeheartedly a democratic transition in Egypt, the Obama administration may be saying that from now on, it's entirely in the U.S. interest to have a modern and democratic ally in Cairo. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered.